That is so cool.
Some Cal State Channel Island students are digging through a treasure trove of political history. It's 8 decades of political memorabilia donated to the university by the family of a longtime activist in Ventura County.
It's crazy because I don't even know what a lot of these things are, but it's just so cool at the same time. It's really interesting just seeing stuff that went on when, like, I wasn't even born.
Stephanie Lamone is one of the 18 freshman students in a one-of-a-kind new program. In a room at the university's John Spoor Room Library, she and her classmates are opening boxes to find everything from McGovern for President campaign posters from 1972 to JFK campaign brochures. They'll not only research the hundreds of items in this collection, they'll catalog them and create online and physical exhibitions.
It's Introduction to Interdisciplinary Research. In the first semester, they'll be representing this stuff digitally and learning some real basic research skills like being able to describe things. In the second semester, they'll take my American politics class and we'll actually do a physical exhibition here in the library.
Dr. Sean Kelly is a Cal State Channel Islands professor and chair of CSUCI's political science department. He admits the huge collection is overwhelming.
The first time I saw it, I just about... Just about broke into tears, frankly, because I've seen a lot of political memorabilia in my life. Many of these things I've never seen before, and you wouldn't think would even exist on the face of the earth anymore.
The unique collection came from Ventura County's Tolmach family. Jane Tolmach was a staunch Democrat in the county for more than a half century and served as Oxnard's first female mayor. After she died in 2015 at the age of 93, the family decided to donate her collection to Cal State Channel Islands. The program is being done in collaboration with the university's library, which received the collection. The excitement is high as students sift through the memorabilia in a room in the library's archives. Emma Amato is one of the students.
All of this stuff makes me happy. I like looking at the stuff. Like, I like going through, like, old files, old papers, and being like, whoa, this is from, like, 1957. Who knew, like, someone would keep it this long?
Are a lot of these names kind of a mystery?
Oh, definitely. I haven't heard, like, some of these names.
Classmate Anna Sosa is holding a presidential campaign brochure for John F. Kennedy.
I always used to fly from JFK, the actual airport. You don't even know who it was dedicated to. Like, now I'm finding out more about him and who he is, how he was our president, and how he wasn't even around for that long.
Matt Cook is head of the library's unique collections.
Their eyes get big, and they don't even understand what they're looking at, but they know it's cool. And as they learn more about it, their understanding of American political history expands, and that's what this is all about.
Cook says the project will challenge the students to use research and creative skills as they turn the collection into online and physical exhibitions.
We're talking about creating metadata for these objects, and they're going to be the ones describing it so that other people can see this collection. It's almost like a writing assignment, but instead of turning in a term paper, they're creating an electronic database of all of these collection items and then helping people understand the significance of it and linking it to other political memorabilia and ephemera collections across the web.
The items mean much different things for the instructors, who remember most of the political figures, than they do for the young students who weren't even born yet. Professor Sean Kelly and some of the students enroll some campaign posters from current Governor Jerry Brown before his first election in the 1970s, and his father, Edmund G. Pat Brown, who was the state's governor in the late 50s and early 60s.
I'm going to pull this one out because it's already sitting down. So what Brown is that going to be for? Governor Brown, the current Governor Brown, or his father?
Probably his father.
So look at that cool. This is what his father looks like. Isn't that a nice photograph? Looks like a Hollywood movie star.
The professor says it will be the students who will ultimately decide how this unique collection is displayed.
It's up to these students to try to find a way to represent this both digitally and physically. We're really leaving it up to the students to determine what direction they want to take their research in and how they want to represent this collection.
The collection could attract a lot of interest when it goes on display online and in public. One of the many rare items is a series of photographs of U.S. Senator Bobby Kennedy taken at a campaign rally in the late Oxnard mayor's backyard the day before he was assassinated in Los Angeles. At Cal State Channel Islands, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.